Interesting. You sometimes think that the Vilna Gaon was kaivish, a brand new derech in every pasuk. It's not so. I want to show you that the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoina on the pasuk Yiras Hashem Reishis Chochma, mamish, they say basically that it's the Hagdama to Mishle was over and now the Sefer begins. That's what Rashi says, just like the Vilna Gaon. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says the Pshat in Yiras Hashem Reishis Chochma exactly the same as the Vilna Gaon. Of course, he said it many, many centuries earlier. So, let's begin. Now, we're up to Pasuk Vav, Lahavin Moshal, Zokta Vilna Gaon. So again, let's go over the Shoinos of the Psukim right on the top. Pasuk Aleph through Zayin. Mishle Shloime ben David Melech Yisrael, La Das Chochmo Musar, La Havin Imre Bina, La Kachas Musa Haskel Tzedek Mishpatu Meisharim, La Seis Lipsoim Arma Lena Das Umzima, Yishma Chochm Yosef Lekach, Vinova in Tachbulois Yikach, Yikne, La Havin Moshul Mlitza Dibri Chachom in Vichidoisim. You'll notice yourselves, you don't need any Mepharshim, that the points that are being made are several, but you see that the idea here is a hakdama. What is the general tachlis of the sefer? And the general tachlis is divided into very delicately different inyonim, which have, of course, a common denominator. And the common denominator is lumoid velasos. So the Vilna Gaon says on the bottom, we started with Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam, right? And we explained, by the way, I wanted to add something to yesterday, to Monday's, Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam. What did the Vilna Gaon say? He said that Torah Shebichsav is Moshal, and Torah Shebalpeh is Chida. What's the difference between Moshal and Chida? So the Vilna Gaon says that Moshal is something that you understand the Moshal, and you have to derive from the Moshal the Nimshal. But the Moshal you understand straight out. That's the point of a Moshal. The Chachamim call Moshal Oznayim LaTorah. Why is it called Oznayim LaTorah? Imagine you have a bottle, a vessel, and you can't hold on to it. So what do? You make a jug, has a jug handle. So the handle are the Oznayim, because they look like ears. There's handles on both sides. They look like Oznayim. So they're Oznayim LaTorah. Why? Because without it, you can't grasp. But with it, you grasp. The purpose of a Moshal is always to make the Nimshal comprehensible. It would be a foolish thing to provide a Moshal that you don't understand. Because what's the point? So every Moshal is more comprehensible, and its purpose is to make things comprehensible. That's what the greatest of the Bali Moshal in the time of the Vilna Gaon, in fact, he was someone who gave Musa to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon asked him to give Musa, was Rabbi Yankov Krantz, known, of course, as the Dubna Magid. You know the famous Moshal of the Dubna Magid? Somebody asked him, how do you make so many wonderful Mishalim? So he says, fellow went out, and he sees a little boy shooting arrows, and he looks at all the targets, and every arrow is center the bullseye. He says, this fellow, he's unbelievable. So he asked him, how do you do it? He says, first I shoot the arrow, and then I draw the bullseye. Zokta Dubna Magid, you know I have such good Mishalim? First I figure out the story, then I find something that I should apply it to. But of course it wasn't like that. He was Mamish Agoyin Otsum. I'll just tell you one very, very beautiful Mishal of his. He says that he came once to a town. You'd think that the whole world would be mechabed him. Mementas says Andosh. In Yene Zeiten, there was also plenty of bizyonis for Talmid Chachomim. So he came to a town, and he was supposed to stay by somebody, and apparently it wasn't available. So he knocked on one door after another. Nobody took him in. He ended up having to sleep in the shul Friday night. Could you imagine? So at Shabbos morning, he gets up to give his drasha. And it happened to be that not only was he rejected, but some of them were very nasty about it. So he gets up the next morning and he says, you know, I went to a certain town, and I want to tell you, I tried to get into somebody's house, and there were dogs everywhere, and it was Mamisha Sakona. So one of the people realized, Admiret Begnam. So he says, Achutzpah, he jumps up, he says, Achutzpah, you're calling me a dog. He says, wait a minute, I didn't finish the story. He says, in one particular place, I got so scared that I took a rock and I threw it at the dogs. And one of the dogs started to bark. Is a siman I hit him. So the Dubna Magid, the famous Maisa with the Dubna Magid and the Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin called him in. And the Vilna Goin, you know, what kind of averus could the Vilna Goin possibly do? When he counted up all the time of Bitul Torah for the entire year, came out to an hour or two. It's mind-boggling. And who knows what that Bitul Torah was, Bechlau. So the Vilna Goin asked him to give him Musa. So he says, I don't want. Anyhow, he forced him. So he says, Akunz it is to sit here in the room all day and to close the shutters to the world and to be a tzaddik. Why don't you go out into the world and be a tzaddik? So the Vilna Goin, they say, started to cry, and he said, you're right, but Akunz in macha binich nisht. He says, Akunz it is. He says, I'm not a magician. I can't. Ain tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv. So the Mefarshim say, what's ba'aretz means goes out into the world. Ain tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv. If he wants to do good in the world, v'lo yechta, it's impossible. Anfals, the Vilna Goin says over here that Moshel refers to Torah Shebichsav as a critical understanding. That even though on the surface we understand the words of the Torah, we have this week a parsha Vayishlach. Vayishlach is, on the surface, a story. And l'chayr, it's a very easy story. He has a maisa with Esav, and then with the Sarshal Esav, and Vayovek Yishimoy, with the Giranoshe, and Azeivaita. Eila Malachim Ashamochu Beretz Edoim is the secret of the creation of the world. You know that? That is a mashal. What do you mean a mashal? That's the parsha which in the Kabbalah Sfarim is called the parsha of Shviras Hakelim, the breaking of the vessels. So, but we think, all right, that's Kabbalah. But what about on the surface? There's not one pasuk that on the surface remains on the surface. That's why you can teach parshas Vayishlach to little children who are 7 or 8 years old, and you can teach parshas Vayishlach to Kevin Azar Maisa. There was a certain yid who went to the yeshiva. He himself was a big amaretz. Most of the time, people are big amaretzim. I never heard of a little amaretz. No, big amaretz. Is that he? I was a big amaretz, but he had an avos haTorah, and he also liked kavod. So he etzem geglus that he should get the best bacher in the yeshiva. So he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, he gets the best bacher, he makes a shidduch, and he promises him the kol tuv sela, and this bacher is learning. He goes over, 2 months later, he sees that his edim is learning, and he goes over, and he asks him, what are you learning? So he says, I'm learning Baba Kama. Oh, you fangt on schreien, mekach tos. He doesn't know what he wants from it. He says, what's the problem? He says, I have a 9-year-old boy, your brother-in-law is learning Baba Kama. So those are the yesoi that you can learn the Torah at the age of 7, and you can learn the Torah at the age of 70, and says in Gansan Ananda Torah. Because the Torah is mashal. But the mashal is comprehensible on the surface. Chida is not comprehensible even on the surface. In order to learn Torah Sheba'al Peh, you have to be ma'ayin from the very beginning. So comes the Vilna Goin, and I'm going to skip a little bit because otherwise I won't be able to finish the shiur. And the rest of it you can learn on your own. But the Vilna Goin comes that the very first pasuk in the actual Sefer as it begins, because until now from pasuk Aleph through Vav is just the background, the Hakdama. The first pasuk, what does it say? The pasuk zogt Yiras Hashem. That's the Yisai. That's the beginning of Sefer Mishlei. So what does the pasuk say? Pasuk Zayin. You see it on page 1 on the top. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das Chochma Umusar Evilim Bozo. The Yisai Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. So the Vilna Goin, like the Mefarshim before him, ask the question, what does it mean it's the beginning of Das? Yirah Shamayim is the beginning of Das. Now, what am I saying? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that everybody knows. Peir Gimel Mishnah Tes, Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Kol she yirasai, kaidemes l'chokhmasai. Now, if you look at the words Yirasa Kedemes L'Chokhmasa, you see something called Yira, and Yira is a thing by itself, and Yira has to precede Chokhmah, right? Is that this pasuk? No. Because what does this pasuk say? It doesn't say that Yira is before Chokhmah. What does it say? It's the beginning of Chokhmah. Yiras Hashem is the Reishis of Das itself. What does it mean it's the beginning of Chokhmah? Zokt Gibakuk Nemefoshim here. So it's underlined, Rabbeinu Yoinon, in the middle of page 2. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Tchilas Kol Das, you see? Tchilas the Das itself. Tchilas Kol Das Talmud, Tilmoid Lenafshecha, excuse me, Tilmoid Lenafshecha Yiras Hashem Yizbarach. If you want to begin, the beginning of Das is that you should teach yourself understanding of Yiras Hashem. Ki hachokhma u'musar evilim bozu, she'ein lohem Yiras Hashem, ve'einam yikarim be'einayhem. The words of Torah to a person who doesn't have Yiras Shemayim is not precious. The Torah has to be your life. The Torah has to mean everything for you. The Torah, yeah, I want to go and fire for it. Reb Zelmel of Alojna was a very, very shvach yid. He had physically no koyach at all, and in fact, he died very young. He knew kol ha-Torah kula. They say that he did not learn something, he had a photographic memory, and nevertheless, he did not learn something less than 200 times. Azei zok min afem. He was the younger brother of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and they were both Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. In fact, they once said that he was sickly, and he fell asleep, and he keeled over onto the arm of the Vilna Gaon, because he was sitting next to the Gra. And they all wanted to pull him away. So he says, Lozem, it's very rare that I should be able to hold in my arms Kol HaTorah Kula. So that was Reb Zelmel of Alojna. So Reb Zelmel of Alojna, they say, once had to move something to get to a sefer, and he lifted up the entire shafa, he moved it over, even though he was weak, and three people couldn't do it. The same maisa that they say over in the Gemara, in Perek Asara Yuchsin in Kedushin, about Amram Chasida, about the ladder, that he couldn't move, nobody could move the budge of the ladder, and he moved it over, 1, 2, 3, to climb up to the attic. The same Maisa Lehefech, Reb Zelmel of Alojna moved something that's impossible. You know, they tell stories about people lift up cars to get out somebody, a victim underneath, and then they ask, how could you do it? It's not humanly possible. The Teretz says, it is humanly possible. Amivil Genuk. And that's what you need Yiras Shamayim for. No one will have a kinyan in Torah unless he has Yiras Shamayim. You have apikorsim learning Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, but they really don't have the kinyan that they could have had. They happen to be brilliant, so memela, they know a lot of things on the surface. But the etzem yisoid of Leonin is yikarim be'einayhem. Has to be yikarahi mipninim. And if a person doesn't have that hergish, which only comes from Yiras Shamayim, he's never going to conquer the Torah. They tell another maisa with Reb Zelmel of Alojna, that in the middle of the night he went to another village to get a rajva, because in those days they didn't have sperm like we have today all over. So he went to get a rajva. So somebody asked him, Reb Zelmel, what are you doing? So Reb Zelmel quoted a Meiridika Chazal. The Chazal say on the Pasuk, Loi ba Shamayim hi, right? So what is the pasuk mashma? That the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you a Torah, it's not way back, way up there. But the Medrash adds, but if it would be, I would be mechayev you, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, to climb up to the Shamayim. Zot Reb Zelmela, so if the Rajba is in the other town, then I'm mechayev to go to the other town. A man shot azah gefil fatayra, then he can now call a Torah kula. So he says, Rabbeinu Yoina, she'ein lohem yiras Hashem, ve'einam yikarim be'einayim, v'lo tatzliach b'limud ha'chokhma, im eino yikara be'einecha, v'lo tiskayim b'yodcha. V'nema na'chalos yedvesecha. Nachalti yedvesecha, v'amru chazal kol she'yiras chetoy kodemes l'chokhmasoy, chokhmasoy miskayemes. So he learns that yirasoy kodemes l'chokhmasoy is because the chokhma is a different kind of chokhma if you have yiras Shamayim. It becomes Yikarim Be'einecha. Let's take a look at the Vilna Gaon. It's on the top of page 2. Yiras Hashem kan hu hatcholas ha-sefer. Here is where the sefer begins. V'koyam ha-shekosav la'el she'inyin ha-sefer hu la'das. So das means Torah. So how do you get to la'das? The answer is Yiras Hashem. Meaning, it's the beginning of the das itself. It's not a hakdama to the das. It's the beginning of das. It's a requirement within das. Ke'inyan she'omer chazal. Again, he quotes just like the Rabbeinu Yoina. Kol she'yirosei kodemes l'chokhmosei, chokhmosei miskayemes. V'hainu. Mipnei she'im ein bo yiras Hashem oz hu evil, she'hu ha'poyrek oil v'hefech bal yira. Ve'evilim chokhma umusa bazu mipnei shim yesh be'odom yiras Hashem yilmoid ladas b'chdei she'yoydeya mimah lishmeres atzmai v'derech ha'odom kisheroitzes hadavar umoitzoi choviv olav v'shomur boy avolim ein bo yiras Hashem v'ein omis yore minachet av shaloimid kama pa'omim. It's not negeya to him. Biz dichducha shel nefesh, because the lamaisa shabai is irrelevant to the evil. He doesn't care. If a person, I remember once I learned, it's an interessant nazach. I remember once I learned through a whole simon in Yeridaya. I learned through a whole simon in Yeridaya a day before, by coincidence. And the chabiz gelalt. The next day, somebody calls and asks me a shaila, mamish in that inyan. And I was nobich to answer the shayla. I want you to know that it was an entirely different limud. The day before and the next day. What was the difference? It was not that I looked further or deeper. I just learned the same words over again. The Gra says that if you have to know lasais, then it's an entirely different learning. Avolim ein ba yiras Hashem ve'enoy misyorei minachet av shaloimid kama pa'omim lo yimtza ki enoy loimid b'kdei sheyodea mimali zoher v'kol milso dolo ram yalei lav adaite. Whatever is not on a person's radar screen, he doesn't keep it in his mind. It has to be negeya. And he says, v'chein av sheyilmedu achokhmo musar bozu yetzlam v'lo yiyya miskayim bohem. So he says, in other words, it's not pshat ama'aretz or boor. It's pshat he is learning, but since he's an evil who's boize chokhmo umusar, memela his learning will never reach the madrega of yediya satira. And that's exactly what the Rabbeinu Yoina says, but the Rabbeinu Yoina is different from the goyin in one prat. The Rabbeinu Yoina doesn't emphasize Maisa, that it's halakha l'maisa. The Rabbeinu Yoina says simply, if it's not from Hashem, it's not so precious. Big deal, it's another chokhmah. So today it's like this, and tomorrow it's like that. As another thing that's very important. We have a halakha that if a person, not allowed to forget what he learns Torah. So many different mefarshim, what exactly that means. But the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-shokheyach dover echad mi mishnasai, ha-reizeh mischayev, kilu mischayev benavshim." So this idea does not exist by the goyim b'chlal. Not only that, the whole concept of chokhmah by the goyim is, now we're coming to Hanukkah, the Yevonim and Klal Yisrael, is that yesterday there's a mitzvah to break down in order to build the better truth. Yesterday's truth is less of a truth than tomorrow's truth. And by us it's the exact opposite. So when a chacham of the goyim looks at yesterday, he's trying to figure out where did they go wrong. When a yid looks at the chachmas ha-Torah, he's trying to figure out where did he go wrong. As the whole difference is the whole yesod of Yirat Shamayim. If a person doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, he's going to begin approaching the Torah the way a goy approaches chokhmah. And the tachlis of a goy is to destroy yesterday in order to build a better tomorrow. Euclid had a geometry, but there's more than Euclid. And Newton had a physics, but there's more than physics of Newton, because there's Einstein. And then there's quantum mechanics. The tachlis of tomorrow's chokhmah is built on the ruins of yesterday's chokhmah. And the taklis of tomorrow's Torah is to try to keep as much of yesterday's Torah as possible. That's what Chazal say, an amazing thing. That if a person is melamed ben benoy Torah, ke'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. What's the pshat? What is what? The teretz is, because your anicle is now one generation closer, because you skipped over that middle stage, he's one generation closer to Har Sinai. The grandson is learning from the Zayda. He's not learning from his father who learned from the Zayda. So by skipping that generation, you're one step closer to Har Sinai. Our whole tachlis is to replicate Har Sinai. So wherever there's Yira Shamayim, we are committed to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was given at Har Sinai. So we want to preserve whatever we can. And that is the secret of our whole Chochmas HaTorah, which is different than the Chochmas HaYevonim. And that's what the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yikarim Be'einenu. It's Hashem's Torah. It's divine. It's precious because it's divine. The Vilna Gaon has the same point, but not emphasizing that it's from Hashem, but rather emphasizing that it's Lamaisa. Now, Be'emes, since the whole Torah is one integration, so even things that appear not to be Lamaisa are Lamaisa. But even in that, you have to have tremendous Yirat Shamayim. For example, the Chafetz Chaim spent a good deal of his life selling the idea that you have to learn Kodshim, and you have to learn Torah's Kainim, and you have to learn the Rambam, Sefer Avodah and Karbonos, and so on and so forth. Halacha L'maisa. Why? Because if you have your chamadan, you know what a chamadan is? It's a Russian word, a Yiddish word, a suitcase. If you have your chamadan packed in the closet, and you're ready to roll, whenever Mashiach comes, which could be at any second, you're mukhun and mezuman, and if that's your mentality, then 2 minutes later the Beis HaMikdash could be built, who's going to be the Kayin? Where are you going to know how to do the Aveda? So that's like Angre. Imagine something that we look at, it's not Halacha L'maisa. But the Chafetz Chaim, who believed that kind of emunah pshuta b'vias hamashiach b'chol yoyim achak eloi, so suddenly the thing which is not lemaisa becomes totally lemaisa. So you have to be prepared. So when the Chafetz Chaim, this is what I'm trying to bring out, when he learned Kodshim, he learned Kodshim like we learn Hilchas Brachas. Because what's going to happen if you have a cereal and you don't know what to make a bracha on it? What's going to happen if you left the house? Should you go back into the house or should you can stay out of the house? What's going to happen if you have a Seder Advarim? Which one do you make the bracha on first? So this is all so critically and so relevant and so important that Avada, we pay tremendous attention to it. Now let me ask you a question, Eba Zoy. How come we don't feel the same way about Kodshim and Taras? Kodshim, Taras, and Andersach and Ganzen. If anybody even touches it, it's philosophia, so to speak. Why? What's the chilek? The chilek is this negeya, this is not negeya. So if the Chafetz Chaim's Yirat Shamayim made Kodshim suddenly negeya, how did this gelernt in ganzen anders? Every detail, halacha lemaisa. And he wrote a sefer called Likutei Halachos, which is like a riff on Kodshim with a biur that is ge'oinus mamish. You know that Chafetz Chaim's sitkus eclipsed his ge'oinus. He was a ge'oin adir. But his sitkus was so great that people look at him and think about him and contemplate the concept of Chafetz Chaim. The first thing they think about and the last thing they think about is the Tzaddik Hador. But the Tzaddik Hador is the Pesach of all the Dairis. We have here, Baruch Hashem, probably about 30 or 40 sets of Mishneh Berurah. Do you know that I once walked into Satmar, in the Beis Medrash there, in Williamsburg, to Daven Mincha, and I looked at the wall and I was nishtoiming 200 plus sets of Mishneh Berurah. Nishtoimim Tzavel. His rabbin shall call Yisrael. So that's because the Lamaisa came out of the Yirat Shamayim. And that's what the Goyin is saying. So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gra make the same point, but from slightly different angles. Rabbeinu Yonah, Yikarim, because they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gra, because if it's Lamaisa, you are more attentive to it, and it remains with you, than if it's not Lamaisa. But I wanted to show you something remarkable in the Malbim. The Malbim, take a look in page 3, in the middle of the page. The Malbim in Tanakh, you know how he has two sections. One is an explanation of the words and the subtleties of the words, and the other one is an explanation of what's happening in the psukim. So in the chelek on the words over here, he wants to explain what the word evil is. Aleph vav yud lamed. So you know they have all these words. You know that evil is some sort of a scoundrel, but you can't figure out exactly what's his problem. What is the evil's problem? You know what is an evil as opposed to a Russia or as opposed to exil? Evil has a specific meaning. So what is the meaning of the word evil? Aleph vav yud lamed. So the Malbim says something absolutely astonishing. He says that evil comes from the word ulai. You hear a mod mezach? Let's take a look. Evil nigzar mi milas ulai shemayre al hasafek. Vehem ha'anoshim ha'anoshim, the people ha'matilim sfeikos al kol dover. These are the doubters. Look at the bottom line of this Malbim in the parentheses. Skeptiker, the skeptic, the person who says not necessarily. Lav dafka. That's the evil. It's a gevaldik pshat. Vehem ha'anoshim ha'matilim sfeikos al kol dover. Ve'i efshar lohem lekabel. Chukei hachochma shematilim sofik ba'amitosam v'ha'evilim einam sa'im. He says they're not fools or ignoramuses. They learn and they study and they know enough to make a churban, because they're the ones who put the doubt into the words of the Torah. Ki nimtza filozofim gedolim shahoyu misupokim b'chol dvar chochma. What he means is that the word evil is used quite often, and each time the word evil is used, you should understand the relevance of that particular lashon in that context, wherever it is found. That it's talking about a person who's matil sofik. Evil, milashon ulai. Peledik. So look at the Malbim at the bottom of page 2, a little bit earlier. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Hine, Kol Chochma Yeshlo Haschola, Shal Yoda, right? Tivoda HaChochma Vehem Yisodoseho. Kmo Chochmas Handoso, Tivona Yisodoseho, Achush Hamaskolos Rishonos, Chochmas HaTevam Yisodos Abachinov Anisoyon, Abel Chochmas HaToyro VeChochma, right? VeChochmas Hamidos Aniska Besefer Zeb Bishem Chochmas Tam. He says that Chochmas HaTorah and Chochmas HaMidos HaScholoiseo lo yivodu b'moifis HaSeichel. The foundation principles of Torah are not subject to the discovery of the human mind. You cannot find the Yesodis of Torah by thinking thoughts. He says V'hi mekubeles mehashem asher heichino v'gam chokra. He prepared it, he developed it, imkeni efshar lahagia bo leklal das, sheyeda osa biyediya brura, rak al yedei hamusa v'yiras Hashem. Shal yedei koyach hayiro hanatua benefesh liras Hashem, yorei me'avor itzono, v'yochin libo lishmar chuke achokma nesuni me'Hashem, v'yikovu b'liboy lidvorim ne'amonim v'amitiyim, ובזה יובל גם לכלל דעס. בשל ידי אמון עושה בהשם המחוקק חוקי החוכמה, הם אצלוי כדובר שהשיג על ידי החושים או מוסקולוס הראשונוס. וזה רק למי שמאמין בהשם ובמצווסיו ובלתי מסתפק. I'm going to pause here a second and explain to you what I think the Malbim is trying to say, which is a very, very deep point. A lot of times, a person looks at the first mitzvah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and the question is, what is asked of you? To know that Hashem is Asher Tzeisicha Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'etzem, or to believe that Hashem is Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'etzem? Is it Leida or Lahamin? So the Malbim is saying here, a Meiridike Yisait. No? No, because Lahamin means, I don't know anything, but if you say so, if that's what my tata taught me, okay. But I don't know it. From where should I know it? Maybe other things, I would think other thoughts. No, Leida means on your own. Lahamin means, you say Emes V'yatziv in the morning, you say Emes V'emunah at night. So they ask, what's the difference? Lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha ve'emunoscha ba'leilos. What does it mean? It means when it's dark, somebody leads you by the hand and he says, here you can walk. Okay? So why do you walk there? You can't see a thing. Because you trust him. In the daytime when it's light and you walk, you don't need him. You look down and you see the path is clear. And over here, it's full of brambles and bushes and stones. So you know here you can walk and here you can't walk. That's Emes V'Yatziv. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. What is Emes V'Yatziv, by the way? What is true and solid? Yatziv means hard as a rock, solid rock. V'nochem, v'kayim, v'oh, what? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The sight of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the morning, Baboika Chazdecha, is that we know it ourselves. But at night, which means the night of Golus, the night of desperation, the night in Mitzrayim itself, when they didn't know whether they were coming or going. So what is that statement that Hashem is taking us out of Mitzrayim? It's Emuna. Emes ve'emuna calls us. The night symbolizes the moment of darkness when you have to have Emuna. Leida means that I see it. I see it with my seichel. Lamin means I trust if I have a Masayr. Now the question is, where does it begin? So the Malbim says, Yiras Hashem, of course, begins with Emuna, because you can't arrive at it with your own Seichel. That's the difference between Chochmas HaTayra and Chochmas HaUmas. But he says an amazing thing, that eventually our brains are rewired, Ki'ilu, and then we think our own thoughts in the patterns of Torah. That is what I believe he is saying over here. He says, "V'yochin libay lishmar chukei achochma hanesunim me'Hashem, v'yikavu belibay lidvarim ne'emonim va'amitiim, u'bazeh yovoy bom lichlal das." From the havana that these are amitiim, that these are truths that I was mekabel from the Torah, from my forefathers. Basher, it turns into my das. Basher al yedei emunosai b'Hashem hamechoy kekhuke achochma heima etzloi. For him it becomes kedavar shehisig, that he arrived at himself al yedei hachushim o hamuskolos harishonos. It's a mashal l'mohadava doime. Somebody is studying. I'll give you a simple mashal. It's not an exact mashal, of course. It can't be, but it's a mashal. Somebody is studying the lower level math, basic simple arithmetic, or basic simple geometry. So everybody knows that in basic simple geometry, parallel lines never meet. Because that's the definition of parallel lines. There's always exact same distance between them as far as they go. Like train tracks. So they can't meet because then they're not parallel. So part of the definition of parallel is that they just keep going. There are geometries where parallel lines could meet under certain circumstances. There's something called infinity. What's the definition of infinity? The definition of infinity means there's no end. Can there be several levels of infinity? Can be different kinds of infinity? It's a stira minei obey. Because the definition of infinity is that there's no end. So how can you have several infinities? There's a whole mathematics happened to have been created by a Jew by the name of Cantor. The mathematics is infinity A, Aleph, he called it, and there's infinity B, Beis, and infinity Gimel. How can there be several infinities? And the Chahena V'Chahena, how many dimensions do we have? We have the three dimensions of space and time. Space has three dimensions, and time, so there's four dimensions, Sachago. How can you speak in mathematics of multidimensional space? It's a stira minei ubei. It's a stira to alachushin. Not only is there such a mathematics, but the mathematics helps create things that we can use. So how could it be? The teretz is, it could be, but my kasha is a different kasha. How does a person with common sense able to start thinking like a mathematician? So you take a mathematician from wherever he is, and you bring him in, and he starts talking about this like it's kalach hayad, and he manipulates it, and he writes equations on the board, and you're looking at it, you don't know b'klal what he's talking about, but once he starts talking about many dimensions, or parallel lines that meet, or different infinities, you say to him, he's crazy.
It's the Chmamish, not Shayach. And he, it's not Pshat that he's Megala Sidus. By him, it's Kalachayat. Avada, it's like that. And then he goes on and manipulates it and forms conclusions and is Maven Dover, Mitoich Dover, and eventually end up with a product. You end up with some sophisticated engineering miracle. From all of this, how could it be that Peretz is? He has rewired his brain. What do you think happened that Einstein's looking at the clock in Switzerland and all of a sudden he realizes something incredible? That there's such a concept as time being different in different circumstances. It can go faster, it can go slower. What do you mean? Time is time. 1 second, another second, a third second. To get to E equals MC squared, whatever that means, is an unbelievable change in rewiring in your Havana of common sense. Because you begin to see that what you see is not what you see. Thus is the pshat of the Malbim. The Malbim is telling me that once I accept the Yesodos of Torah, my thinking about the world, my thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my thinking about myself, is a rewiring of thinking. It's not just that I think like everybody else, but I have a Masaira, and that's what I believe in. It's not like that, he says. Eventually, all the things that you see are completely different. And to make a very simple mashal, which everyone would understand, there has been an unbelievable transformation, Rachmana Litzlan, of the whole concept of Arayis. In the last 50 years, it's changed minakotze lakotze. So now everything is taiva. Except they're still holding on to lois sigzel. So you're not allowed to cheat. The whole taiva is not a problem. Beinish leisha, beinish leish. It doesn't make a difference. You can. It's just that it's not nice to cheat on your spouse. So ke'ilu, that if that person would be maskim, so then what's the problem? And even if they're not maskim, the problem is the morality of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There is no longer any Bein Adam L'Malkim involved. There's no longer a concept of tznius. Tznius has been totally replaced by taiva. And not only that, there used to be a time that people thought that men have bigger taiva than women. So that's a problem. Why shouldn't women have as much taiva as men? So now we're teaching the women how to have taiva. It's unbelievable. You think that that's not a rewiring of a mentality? You take a person from 100 years ago, the same goy from the same town, and you bring him to his enikel from the same goy from the same town, and they are completely different mentalities. And of course, legabe our understanding of things is min akotze lakotze to begin with, and now it's 1,000 times more so. So now you have parades of people that the Torah says is an abomination. And you have the workplace that they have to have equal rights. And now you're going to have a marriage between them. So this is not a rewiring of a mentality. The Malbim says that it starts with Yesodos of Emunah and it becomes our way of looking at the world and of thinking about everything. So that's what he means, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. Even our own Chochma, even the Chochma that we are using our own Seichel, and we are creating ideas, comes and is rooted with foundation principles of Yirat Shamayim, which if you don't have, you think completely different thoughts about the same thing exactly. Zazok Terdor. Ba'asher al yedei emunoso ba'ashem ha'mechokek chuchei ha'chochma heima etzlei k'dovor shehisig al yedei achushim o muskolos rishonos v'zeh rak l'mi shemamin ba'ashem u'b'mitzvosav u'bilti mistapek. And he doesn't have therefore any doubts. Omnom ha'evilim shegeder evil hu ha'mistapek, a person who has doubts, who built imamin, shehem matilin sfeikos bein al ha'chochma, bein al yiras Hashem, shehu ha'musar, shehi reishis v'yisoid da'as ha'chochma. Heim mevazim beinas ha'chochma, beinas ha'musar. V'zeh she'evilim bozu chochma u'musar, mipnei sheyiras Hashem reishis da'as. Rotz aloymar.
Mipnei she'ein lachokma haskola acheres ladas osa ulahasig mimeno yediyah brura rak al yedayiras Hashem. Sheze bonui al emuna b'Hashem ubechuke achokma sheba umeito. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher heim mistapkin b'kol zeh umevazin es musiv yiras Hashem im hachokma shenishenes oleo. He says the evil puts doubts in the authenticity and the integrity and the origins of our foundation principles, and memela, no chokhmah that comes out of that could be considered to be chokhmah satayah. That's chokhmah umusar evilim bozul. You understand very well that the Malbim was in a certain time and in a certain place. He was fighting Melchemes Hashem, and in much of what he writes in the Sfarim, he is clearly reacting and responding to the world around him. Whether it was the reformists or the people who cast all kinds of doubts in the authenticity of the Torah Min HaShamayim, Rachmanu Litzlan, or anything else. But that's what the Malbim says. So it's a chidush nifla. I mean, we would never think about it in a million years. That evil is from the word ulai. Because the vav is a hard vav. We say evil. And ulai is without a hard vav. So who would make that connection? But he says no. I mean, the Malbim had a tremendous yediyah and diktuk also. He says, evil is from the Lashon ulai. Maybe. The person who says lav dafka is a person who can never reach chokhmah because he's casting aspersion in the yira shamayim shaboy. Wanted just to be moisif one more thing. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of avas Hashem. How do you acquire avas Hashem? Where do you come to avas Hashem? So the Rambam says, if a person looks at the Bria and he sees the tremendous chokhmah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, she'ein lo erech v'lo keitz, miyad hu mishabeach u'mefoyer u'misaveh tava gedoyla leida es Hashem agadol. He is inspired with a tremendous desire and love and a yearning which embraces and goes through him, and he must know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He must connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam is describing it almost like a physical taiva. From what does it come? From looking at the world. Hab ich alamo geflekt. Then how come so many of the scientists who see the secrets of creation much more and better than you and I, why aren't they mismalei ava for the Ribbono Shel Olam? And you see la'hefech, that all they think about is themselves, and they're full of skepticism. Today, the chutzpah of the atheist, Rachmanu Litzlan, is neirevayim. It goes hand in hand. The same transformation that happened in the 50 years l'gabei taiva happened in the 50 years l'gabei emunah too, because it's toli zeh b'zeh. That's a very big yesod. Of avir zol nizayin, how could it be that people who see from a cell, from an atom, they see unbelievable neflois habayre? How could it be that they have no emuna in them? So I said, very poshut. The Rambam that we're talking about is Perek Beis of Yesodei HaTorah. You know what's in Perek Aleph? Perek Aleph is that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. You understand? The same science. It's the same science. But if you start with Yiras Hashem as Reishis Chokhmah, then that is the source of unbelievable Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You start without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the source for unbelievable Gaiva. Because the person says, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li Ya'oiri Va'ani Asisini. Because his mind is figuring out all of these incredible things, and he has the idea that he can duplicate man. You know, we can recreate man now. It's not just Dali the Shepseller. You can recreate man too. It's just a couple of years from now, and there he'll be. Everybody will be a Maral Miprag. What did the Rosh Yeshiva once say? Rosh Yeshiva once said, he says, I'm much bigger than the Maral. So they're looking at him, you know, like, what kind of Gaivadika statement is that? He said, no, you don't understand. The Maral made one golem, and that had Shema Mefayrish in his mouth. I make hundreds of golems, and none of them have Shema Mefayrish in their mouths. So that was the Maisa, that he's bigger than the Maral Miprak. The truth of the matter is that that's what the scientist today says. The scientist says that he's much bigger than the Maral Miprak.
And who knows if the Maharal Prague ever made a guy? He'll add. But look what I made. I made another human being. Because there's no Perek Aleph in his vocabulary. That's the Yesod of Reishis Das. And finally, I want you to take a look at the Tosfos Yontif. It's very interesting. I don't know if you're aware that the Tosfos Yontif in his Pirush HaMishnayos very often quotes the Maharal Miprag. And that's because he was his Rebbe. So the Maharal Miprag here in Derech Chayim. But he quotes on the Mishnah that we're talking about. Kol she yirosoi kodemus l'chokhmosoi. Kosov Arav shemakdim b'machshavto yiras chetoi l'chokhmosoi. Ubahachi mitaritz deloy pliga dehilu shama b'perik dela'el Mishnah hei ein bur yirei chet. See, the kasha that they asked was, what is the chicken and what is the egg? What comes first? So according to Hillel, if ein bur, bur means a person is a total ignoramus. Means he has no chokhmah. So if ein bur yirei chet, means you need the chokhmah to be a yirei chet. Here it says, you need to have yirei shamayim to have chokhmah. So which is it? Is it the chokhmah comes before the yirei, or the yirei comes before the chokhmah? The chicken and the egg? So he says, ubahachim mitaritz the rav, the batanura, says the loy poliga Hillel, and he says the hocha b'machshava ka'amar v'loy b'poyel she'ein bur yodeya ezechet she'yira mimenu abu b'machshava yochalachshay v'lira mikol dover she'yiachet. He says here a beautiful thought. So what happens if a person is an Amoritz? How does he go to Shabbos? How does he go to Shabbos? So he says, he has two choices. Because he doesn't know what to be afraid of. So he can do things without even realizing that there's an Aveira here. But on the other hand, the same person, if he has Yirat Shamayim, is going to be afraid to do anything. He'll be paralyzed. He'll stand there the whole Shabbos. There's Sfarim that right. If you don't know Hukkah Shabbos, you can't make another move. So it can go either way. So what he says is that Ein Bur Yirei Chet means that he doesn't know what to be afraid of. But so Lemaisa, he may, you know, but B'machshava, he can have an idea that whatever he does could be wrong. So he says here, Vaita, V'ayin L'kamen Mishnah Yitzayin, Imein Chochma, the midiyuka the reisha mashma shembo kaachas ein chokmos miskayemis. Or midiyuka the seifa mashma dimbo kaachas miskayemis. He says like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said, "Im ein chokma, ein yira, v'im ein yira, ein chokma. Kol she yirasei kedemis l'chokmosai." He says, "Is chokmosai miskayemis." What happens if they come at the same time? If it's not kedemus, if yira doesn't come first, then it's not miskayim. Because it has to be yiraso kedemus l'chokhmaso, then it's miskayim. But then he says, the kol she ain yiraso kedemus l'chokhmaso, ain chokhmaso miskayemus. Mashma that if at the same time, then it is. So the first phrase, diyuk, and the second phrase, diyuk, are opposite. That's a good question. What does it mean at the same time? That's a good question. What he means is, do you need the kedima, or can you acquire the yira b'vas achas at the same time as the chokhma? So from the first expression, it sounds like without the yira being there already, then every drop of chokhma that you learn will be pogum. On the other hand, from the second expression, it sounds like the chokhma came before the yira. That was the problem. But if the chokhma would come with yira b'vas achas, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's his kasha. His kasha is more a technical question. When you use lashonis of Chazal, then you have a lashon A and a lashon B. It seems that the diuk mehem are sides of each other. Right.
Well,
that's the question. So let's see how he answers what it means. So he says the pirush is based on the Gemara Nida. Shegozim olav imyeh chacham oitipesh. Vahashta loy omar kol sheyiras cheto elo levatel hagzera hahi. Vim yiras cheto kodemes afilu hagzera sheyiyah tipesh mekayim biyodoi chachmosai.
kedaminon l'ukme girsa siyaita d'shmaya. Vim chachmosay kaidem, hayo v'loylamar amanas l'asays. Hine afal pishak zeyra shiyachacham, metap shimoysay, v'ein chachmosay miskayemes al ha'ovain, ashechoto sh'loylamar tayra l'shma.
It's not so much my interest to explain the technicality of it, but the aside of what he's saying is mind-blowing in its implications. He says the Gemara tells us, and by the way, before I even tell you what he says, I saw this bechush many times with my own Talmidim over the years. It's already decades. I saw it mamish bechush. This is what he says. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives geizer your IQ. Let's call it IQ for want of anything else. Chacham oy tipesh. You know very well that certain children are brilliant. They're brilliant. I mean, you have sometimes a Talmud, he looks at a Gemara, and he's already asking the kashas of the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ravid. You have another Talmud, looks at the Gemara, and he's breaking his teeth, he can't figure out the Aleph Beis. He can't even understand Rashi, who's trying to make him understand. One has an IQ that you could measure is off the charts, and the other one has an IQ that you can measure that's 80, 90. And there's a shvacha bocha. You have an Aleph class and a Beis class and a Gimel class sometimes. And each Rebbe is supposed to gear his Torah and his Chidushim and his explanations to the level of the Talmud. Says the Medrash, says the Tosfos Yontif, that is a gzeira min hashamayim, is a beferish gemara. And that's true, because you see children are born. I mean, there are other factors, nutrition and other things. You have to give them opportunities to use their minds. But the basic aleph beis is, your IQ is what it is. And that's how you're born. Says the Medrash Shmuel, that if a person does not have yirah shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him a tipesh. And if he has yirah shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the tipesh a chacham. What is the pshat in that? You have plenty of apikorsim who are geniuses. And the chachamim lahara, as they state, chachamim heim lahara. That the pshat is that the emes, what he's saying, is very daima to what the Rabbeinu Yonah and what the Vilna Gaon was saying. But he's saying even it more powerfully. He says that you have a person as geitim and levin tzalam. You know that the Birka Shmuel was a genius. A genius of geniuses. When he was 17 years old, he already went through Kol HaTorah. When he came to Valojin, he was saying Chidushim, pages and pages and pages of Chidushim to Reb Chaim. And he was a youngster. Birka Shmuel, Baruch Ber Leibovich, Zechayna Levrocha, used to cry bitter tears by Atachayin L'Adam Das. Somebody asked him, Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying for Siyata Dishmaya. You heard? I'm crying for Siyata Dishmaya. You probably all know the famous story of the Netziv that he said about himself. When he was a little boy, he was not such a masmid, and he was not inclined to learn as much, and his parents were very, very distressed, and finally they threw in the towel. And he heard them talking, like in the kitchen, so to speak. He was on the side. They didn't see him. That they bowed. He's not on the madrega that they thought he would be. We have to learn. We have to teach him a trade. We have to give him an apprenticeship somewhere. Because Adabdach Zayn, Eben Ish Segot is to light. And he heard that. And he heard the tsar in their voices. And he heard their agmas nefesh. And that night he cried himself to sleep, and he made a commitment that lasted for a lifetime, the biggest masmid kemat that there was. And there's another maisa that you all know, that when he finished the Sefer HaMikdava, he had a mesiba, and he told an unbelievable thing. He says, let's say that he did not overhear his parents, and he did not feel their tzar, and he did not change. And La'acham Meir Ve'etzim, and he becomes an apprentice, and he's an Elochayit, he's a good Jew, he's a fine Jew. La'acham Meir Ve'etzim, he goes up to Shemayim, and they ask him, excuse me, you forgot something. You left something behind. He says, what did I forget? You forgot your Sfarim. Which Sfarim? You mean my library? No, the Sfarim that you wrote. You left them behind. He says, I didn't write any Sfarim. So you didn't write any Sfarim? You could have been the Netziv. What do you mean you didn't write any Sfarim? So he says, when he finished his Sfarim, he says that everybody could be a Netziv maybe. Where is your Hamik Dover, they're going to ask you. Where is your Harchev Dover? Where is your Meshiv Dover? Scary. Where's your Pirish on the Sheiltais? I want you to know there was a Yid, a Goyin Otzon, Rabbi Yankiv Yafin. I don't know if any of you knew him. Lived in Borough Park. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Beis Yosef. He's Rabbi Motcha Yafin's father. Rabbi Aaron Yafin's Zechron Lebrochon's father. He was a Masmid Nifla, tremendous genius. He spent hours and hours and hours learning the Netziv's Pirish on the Sheiltais. Was a lifelong endeavor. You know what the Pirish on the Shiltis is? It's Kol HaTorah Kula in there. Imagine if he would not have reached that level. A Tipesh can become a Chacham. He's Mechadish, a Chidush Nifla, that it can even help you rewire your brain. There are people who are dull, who are limited, who by dint of the force of their will and their Yiras Shamayim and their commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah became Talmidei Chachamim. And there are people who are very bright, and everybody knows a lot. We know these people. And Sigeblidim von Zeigonisht. That's why a fifth grade Rebbe comes back at a reunion 20 years later, and he looks at these children, and he says, I don't understand. He was the best boy by far. Was Sigeblidim von Zeigonisht. And Yana, I wouldn't have expected anything from him. That's what he said. That you're also kaidem, but it's a meridik of pilpul on the words. He says you're also kaidem is l'chokhmasa means that his yira can achieve from the tipesh gzeira a chokhma, and faket the ksil the evil he can turn she'ein yira also. Then that's also going to turn the chokhma into a tipesh. You can make a tipesh a chacham and be mevatel the gzeira with yira shamayim, and you can make a chacham a tipesh and be mevatel the gzeira with the opposite of yira shamayim. So maybe the kipshat. And finally, in the last thing that he says, yiras cheta in the bottom of the page, she yiras cheta ki ein tzadik ba'aretz ashayat se toivu layechta. There's a very remarkable there's one sefer that talks about this for pages and pages and pages. The question is, when you say yiras chet o, what does that imply? His chet, the yira of his chet. That's a strange expression. It should have said yiras chet sheyesh bo, not yiras chet o, because yiras chet o means the fear of his sin. But he didn't do a sin, because if he has fear, he's not going to do a sin. So he says, no. He's terrified that he did a sin. He's tightening up Yerushalayim. He says, Yerushalayim doesn't always protect you. It doesn't always mean that you're not going to sin. But if you sin, you show your Yerushalayim by how you react to the sin. A person does an Aveira and it doesn't bother him a bit. He has no Yerushalayim. Person does an Aveira, eats his heart out. He did the Aveira. He couldn't control himself. This, that, or whatever. But then he eats his heart out. And he wants to do tshuva. And he's willing to do anything. That's a person that's tremendous Yiras Shamayim. That's the pshat Yiras Cheto. Yiras Shamayim that is after Cheto. That's what he says. L'hochi komash Yiras Cheto sheyorei min hacheit shehu muchon sheyechto v'lo kashya. The Havel Elameima Kol Shirasa Michait Kaidemis, that's what the Derech Chaim says, the Maral. That even if he sins, he's terrified of the consequences of the Aveira. That's Yiras Cheto. The Yira that comes after the Chait is a proof of his Yira Shamayim.